Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Segment here is brought to you by the Frankels. We're about to discuss hockey with Joey Erickson. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. The segment is brought to you by Window Nation as well. 50% off all window styles at windownation.com as Joey joins us now. He's here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing fantastic, fellas. Thanks for having me on. I'm fired up and ready for the Stars to close this thing out tonight.
Man, that sounds like a plan. What's allowed the Stars to be so dominant these last three games?
Yeah, I think they've done a fantastic job of adjusting, and I think you have to give head coach Pete DeBoer a lot of credit for that. Dealing with injuries to Mason Marchment and Radek Foxa, who have been really integral parts of your forward groups throughout the entirety of this season. And, you know, the playoffs is kind of a next man up mentality, and the Stars are finally flexing some of that depth. They played really well in the first two games, but they unfortunately just did not execute enough. And then in the last three here, they've done a phenomenal job of just being able to attack this Vegas defense, which is very, very stout with the way they take away the middle of the ice. Dallas has been able to stretch out the ice enough, and they've been fantastic on the forecheck. They've adjusted their style of play where, you know, they like to usually attack off the rush. They've had to change that and, you know, throw pucks in deep and bang bodies and create turnovers and generate offense that way. And they've generated enough here in the last three games. And sometimes it just comes down to simple execution, and the Stars have executed better in the last three, and they flipped the series on its head pretty quickly.
Joey, what'd you make of the Game 5 netminder switch there for Vegas, and do we expect Hill to once again start for Vegas tonight?
Yeah, Aiden Hill was the first starter off the ice for morning skates, so he's expected to go. See, I know I talked to you, Giafalo, earlier before the series, and I would have gone with Aiden Hill. I'm not surprised by the switch just because Bruce Cassidy is basically making the statement that, hey, if we're going to go down, I'm going to go down with a netminder that carried me all the way to the Stanley Cup last year. So I can see the reason for the switch, but obviously, hindsight's 20/20, and it is very curious because Logan Thompson stood on his head in Game 3. He was the only reason they were in that game, and he's played relatively well the entire series, but I think he was hoping for a switch, and at this point, Vegas is playing desperate. They have to play desperate to keep their season alive, so I'm not totally shocked by it, but yes, the timing of it is certainly curious, and you have to give credit to the Stars, too, and when I touched on about the Vegas defense and how stout they are and taking away chances and taking away the middle of the rink, Dallas has done a great job of just being comfortable with shooting from everywhere. Doesn't matter where you are on the ice. No shot's a bad shot. You look at the Dodonov goal in game three or four, whatever it was, where he just ripped it from the goal line and you get a good bounce. And the Stars have been comfortable with doing that, and they're creating enough offense off of it.
Joey the Jet Erickson with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Joey, you talked about Vegas' defense. I wanted to ask you about the Stars. Chris Tanev, clearly the big addition at the deadline. He's been brilliant. But even Ryan Suter, who I have been really critical of and didn't want him on this team, but he's been pretty good in this series.
Oh, he's been phenomenal all year, and he does get a lot of flack from a lot of people throughout the season. But what has made him so effective this year is the relevance and the elevation of Thomas Harley's play. With Thomas Harley taking a huge step forward, it's allowed Dallas to put Ryan Suter on a third pair where he can still thrive. He's not what he once was. He used to play over 30 minutes a night in Minnesota. He was a number one defenseman, but that's just not the way it is anymore as he's reaching into his 40s now. So with Thomas Harley elevating his play, he can play up with Miro on that top pair, and you allow Suter to drop back down and play with Lundqvist. Essentially, though, the Stars are just playing 5D as it is with a five-man rotation, and they've been phenomenal. I probably haven't given them enough credit with how fantastic the Stars' defense has played. Just the team defending in general, the way they're taking away time and space, they're pressuring Vegas every inch of the sheet, and they've been really successful for it. And you mentioned Chris Tanev. He was so damn good in game number five. His ability to work through contact and shut off checks and use his mobility to get open and then find the outlet pass, which is really one of the biggest things when you watch Dallas, if they're going to be successful, is their defensive zone exits. If they're doing that a lot and they're doing it cleanly and they're able to get through the Vegas forecheck, the Stars are going to be very, very successful. And that was very evident in the last few games.
Hey, Joey, I was going to ask you about that. You mentioned some of the lines, and which line do you feel like is the one that has to be the most productive tonight?
Yeah, I would go with Hintz and Robo and Pav. I feel like that's a line that can be sort of an X factor, just with the fact that Wyatt Johnston and the attention that he has to be given by Vegas, they don't get as tough as matchups, that top line, as I would say a Wyatt Johnston and Stankoven and Ben. If Robo and Hintz are going to be productive, the Stars are going to win this game. I mean, hands down. If they're able to find space and able to contribute, it's going to be really, really tough to beat the Stars, because I feel like Johnston and his line have been really carrying the offensive load really for the last month of the season. And Robo's been fantastic in the series too, but that top line, along with Pav, who's been unfortunately kind of non-existent in the series, and I don't mean to be harsh about that, but he's been a bit more in the fold, is what I would say. He's a little bit more engaged, which is a good thing, but if you can get Pav on track, the Stars are going to be in good shape tonight.
Yeah, Joey, I was going to ask you about that, because you mentioned how they like to take away the middle of the ice, and that seems to be like his strength, but he also, and this is, fans are going to kill me for this, he's kind of looking his age right now, isn't he?
Oh, no, he absolutely is. He's a step behind. His rhythm is just a bit off. Early in the series, in the first two games, when you watch the top line, the amount of times they went offside was a bit jarring. It was like they went offsides more in the first two games than they did the entire season. They just seemed to be a bit off, and credit to Pete DeBoer. He broke them up in game three and put Johnston up with Robo and Hintz, and it kind of unlocked Pav in a way where he can play with some players that are a bit more straight line, bit north and south, which I think can really help him. But as you mentioned, he thrives kind of in the slot area where Vegas likes to take away your opportunities. But if he can continue to do what he does, get in the right areas, the Stars will be fine. But he has certainly looked his age a bit. But sometimes you have to tip your cap to the other side.
Absolutely.
Vegas is a heck of a team. Sometimes we just have to acknowledge that not everybody's going to have a wonderful series.
Joey, the young guns have been brilliant. I mean, Wyatt Johnston, probably the best player on the ice for the Stars. Stankoven with that sick, nasty assist that he had in game five. But how about Jason Robertson? This time last year, we were talking about you, like, how do we get Robo going? But he's really, really been awesome this postseason.
Yeah, and he's been there's been a lot of people that have been critical of him in the playoffs in recent years. I've never been really one to subscribe to that, just due to the fact that you look at the past few seasons, Robo was the guy. I mean, he had over 110 points a season ago. Teams game plan to take 21 away. And sometimes that's okay because that opens up other options and you need other guys to be effective and be productive. Teams will not just allow Jason Robertson on the power play to rip the puck towards the net at will like he used to do because teams just won't allow it anymore. But he can be effective that way as sort of a decoy. And it's awesome that he's able to actually be productive because of the young guys like Stankoven and Johnston drawing a bit more attention. It opens up some space for him to do what he does best, and that's get pucks through and get pucks on net. And what a goal he scored in game five off the block, just ripped it upstairs. And yeah, he's been a critical part to the Stars' success here. And if he has another big game, Stars should be in good shape.
Joey, do you expect, and I don't know, maybe you know who the officials are for tonight's game. How do you think they call this game six? Are they going to allow Vegas to try and hammer Dallas tonight? Or are we going to see in a game six your experience a little bit of a tighter called game? Or are they going to let the players decide this one?
I would say they're going to let the players decide this one. Game six, especially elimination games,
yeah.
I feel like the whistles really get put away, which I am perfectly fine with. Some of the calls have been very, very soft for my liking, but that's just kind of the nature. And that's not just the Stars and the Golden Knights. It's throughout the entire first round of the playoffs. All the rest do get graded. So the best ones with the highest grades move on as the series dwindle down. So I guess there is some positive in that fact that maybe you won't have to get the same crew here in the next series. But I would expect them to put the whistles away. And it's going to be a physical battle. Both these teams just love to play fast, hard, and heavy hockey, and it makes for a really entertaining game. And it's been the most intriguing series out of the entire Stanley Cup playoffs. So there's a lot of eyes on it, and I'm hyped for a hard physical game. I'm excited for Jamie Benn to just step out and try to put somebody five rows deep here in the first minute or so of the game.
Joey Erickson, Fan Alumni, Locked On Stars podcast. It's so great to hear your voice and hear your Stars optimism, brother. Anything else before we let you go?
No, sir. Thank you guys so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. Have a great rest of your day and go Stars, baby.
Let's go. There he is, Joey Erickson, an absolute beast of a hockey man, and you should check out his podcast and learn more about this team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.